Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the FinTech Meetup here in lovely Las Vegas and Nevada. And look who is in the studio lounge. Oh my goodness, Sarah Bang from the NCUA is here. Sarah, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for coming to my town.
Yeah, okay. You know? Oh, I didn't know you were here.
I live here most of the time.
Oh
yeah.
my gosh, I had no idea.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for letting me hang out in your town for a little bit.
Yeah, we appreciate it. You know, spend some money, lose some money.
I did that last night, yes.
Yeah, okay, good.
I did, but it was all on food.
Oh.
Not gambling. I'll spend money on food.
All right.
Yes, for
sure. We can do that here.
Anyway, well, thank you so much for being here. I know you have a busy, busy schedule. I know you're here with Vice Chair Kyle Hopman here, and you guys are probably being pulled in 100 different directions. So thanks for taking time.
Yeah. Well, it was great. We had the opportunity to come out and thought this is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of credit unions that are participating.
Mm-hmm.
They did a nice job of encouraging credit unions to attend this.
Yes.
And so we've had a lot of wonderful conversations with credit unions that are fintech thinking.
Yes, yes.
And that's helpful for the agency,
mm-hmm.
you know, to hear what people are thinking they'd like to do. And what's really nice is that the credit unions want to tell us. They're not afraid to tell us.
Good.
You know, and so it gives us a chance to learn about what they're doing. And so it's been, I didn't expect this to be such a good event to be at.
It's
been wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't expect this many people here.
This is their first in person. Hats off to the organizers.
Yeah.
But they really did a good job.
Yeah, they crushed it. And people keep talking about like the software platform that everything is built on and how they organize the meetings upstairs.
Yes.
And all the sessions and stuff. Yeah, it's
amazing. Did you talk to anybody about those individual meetups? I was sending videos back to other people who plan conferences saying, this is an excellent idea for getting people to talk to one another.
Yeah, I think word's going to spread really, really fast. I think we're going to get a lot more credit unions here next year, other than the 300 that are here this year. So, I heard 300,
So
I'm hoping that we'll double that at least next year.
Yeah.
So, so fingers crossed. So, so share with us your agenda. What are you here for, and what are you looking for? And Kyle as well. What are you guys looking for? I know Kyle spoke.
Right, Kyle spoke. I mean, anytime we go out, anytime we get outside of D.C., we learn things we never expected. I never sat down and said, well, we're going to, you know, this is how we're going to find this out. We just walking down the hall, you know, and like I said, people are not, I think part of the reason people are so open is because they see that Kyle is open, and so and a lot of people do know me, so they will, if they're afraid to talk to him, they'll talk to me,
mm-hmm.
and so they're telling us things that we need to know, that we wouldn't know if we weren't at these events.
That's so wonderful, and that keeps you guys on top of what you guys need to be on top of.
Right, hopefully keeps the agency relevant in terms of, you know, where financial services are going and how to do it safely and soundly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we were talking before the recording on how refreshing it is for the three board members to be, not only are they engaged in the fintech and the cybersecurity and all that, but I mean, it's one thing to be engaged if you're in Washington, D.C., but all three members are out and about at various conferences and seminars and webinars, what have you, checking this stuff out personally, and I find that very refreshing.
It is, and it sets the tone.
Absolutely.
You know, it sets the tone. So, and Rodney gets out there more than Kyle does, but Kyle's got a baby. But Kyle is out there a lot. I know because I'm there with him.
With him.
It's like, okay, I'm going here. Okay, here we go. But it's really good. And this particular conference, because it wasn't all credit unions, so it was interesting to see what people are doing, you know, thinking that they'll get into the bankers and what they're finding.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of fintechs find is that credit unions are just awesome to work with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because credit unions, I think we've talked about this before, credit unions have had to innovate because of their size, you know, and we can't build it ourselves. Yeah. Credit unions can't build it themselves. So, all right, where do we go buy it or partner with somebody to do this kind of thing? Mm-hmm. So this, I think the fintech people are realizing that, all right, the credit union might be small, but they're connected to other credit unions,
and
they talk, and 130 million humans, right?
Yep.
Members of credit unions are 35, whatever it is, it keeps going up. So,
So are you guys engaged, are you guys doing the fintech meetings up there, the speed dating, if you will? Are you guys engaged in that as well?
Yeah, we did.
Good.
I mean, we thought, let's take advantage of this.
Yeah.
Well, actually, for me, it was fintech meetings with the CUSOs, because we don't always get out to them. So, and I, you know, I like to think I know everybody, but I don't. I don't even come close. So it was a chance for me to talk to a lot of CUSOs out there to make sure I was solid on what I thought they were doing and how things were going. So, and again, everybody's very generous, and it's like, oh, you know. So everybody wants to tell you what they're doing.
Yeah.
Do you love this? Yes.
Yeah.
So, doing those fintech meetups, but specifically to talk to credit unions. I will say this, you know, I don't know if there are any other regulators here, but it's like, I didn't see any. I'm not blaming them for not being here.
They're here or not.
But I got to tell you, one more person says, you know, I want to show you what we can do for your members. I'm like, no. You can't do anything for my members. I don't have members. We are a regulatory agency. Really? Because I can help you with your lending products. No, you don't understand.
Oh,
so
God,
it's
bless
like,
him for trying.
I know. I thought, all right, I'm going to point you at a banker.
See that person right over there?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
They want to talk to you. Yeah. Oh, well, could you imagine sitting down with somebody from the NCOA? Oh, hi. What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Well, yeah, you don't want to scare people,
So you guys are very approachable. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So very approachable.
Well, regulators can be scary, but
you know,
we're not.
They're people too.
Yeah.
All right. So what are you going to take back to the NCOA? What are you and Kyla going to talk about after this whole thing is over? You know, your takeaways and then how you guys move forward from here? Because obviously, I mean, for me, this has opened my eyes to a lot. I mean, I'm getting out of the credit union silo, if you will, and seeing what else is out there, what's on the horizon.
Yes.
So how about you guys getting out of that silo, so to speak?
Well, I think it just underscores what we're doing already, what the vice chairman is trying to get done already, and that is provide clarity so that credit unions can take advantage of things in a safe and sound manner, you know. I mean, the credit union management has to do their job. They have to vet the vendor.
Yep, yep.
They still have to do that. But they shouldn't have to fight with their regulator to do stuff that makes sense for members and keeps the credit union safe and sound, you know?
Yeah.
So part of that is on us to learn what's going on out here, you know? And so when it comes up, it's not a surprise,
exactly.
Right?
Good point. Good point.
Or when it comes up with an examiner, it's not a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, credit unions, they're very transparent. I mean, I don't know a single credit union that's ever tried to hide anything from a credit union or an examiner. They're asking, you know, but if people don't have, you know, any background in it, it's, and we've said this before, you know, you don't get into trouble for saying no, right? You only get into trouble if you say yes and it blows up. So we have to get over that, you know.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Goodness, there's so much to talk about in so little time, Sarah.
I know.
You kind of hang out, sit down
just
for a little while.
I just drop in on you.
Oh, I love it. These are the impromptu conversations are the best ones.
I know,
for sure.
I know.
So,
yeah.
So anything else to add here to wrap up?
But thank you for coming out.
My pleasure.
Thank you, you know, for telling the credit union story out there.
That's what we're trying to deliver, and that's kind of my underlying goal here is to get more people to come out here next year, because I think it's really important.
I binge watch you. You know, yes, I do. I'll turn you on, I'll turn it on in the morning, and I'll be doing other things, and you're a great binge.
All right.
So, yeah.
Good white noise, I guess.
Yes,
you know, something in the background.
Better than that. better than this.
All right.
All right.
Sarah, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here, and enjoy the rest of the show.
I sure will.
Show,
me too.
And look forward to chatting again soon.
Yep.
All right.
I hope so. All right. Thank you.
There she is. Sarah Bang from the NCUA.
Meetings will begin in 10 minutes.
There you go.
If you participate, during this hour,
yes.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.